Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
This is the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.
Welcome in to Dynasty Happy Hour Open Bar. It's a live draft. We were here with a former guest. You might know him. I don't know. You probably know him. At least you should know him. And if not, well, let's just introduce him. It's Brad from LFO. How are you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, man. Good to be back with you guys.
I'm honestly surprised that you're back and that you even give us the time of day. It's it's a blessing, man.
Yeah, this is cool. You know, fantasy football is a great love. So,
oh yeah.
You didn't tell me that Conor McGregor would be with us today with the sunglasses on and his belt.
Yeah.
You look a little different. Same attitude.
It's crazy what a webcam will do for your persona. Oh man!
My co-host J Mike is prepared. He came. If y'all can't see it, well, if you're just listening now, then you'd see that he brought his fantasy belt to our live draft with LFO with Brad and Devin. Devin can't make it tonight, but he's in the league. We promise. And with the shades too. What's going on with that, J Mike?
Look, man. Facts of life is this: you got to have a winner's mentality if you want to take down any kind of fantasy league. So. Here I am, sixth pick in the draft with my partner, Caleb, and we are ready to proclaim that we are going to win this championship right here, right now. So that's what it is. That's what it is. Championship mentality, baby.
I don't know what's going on. I feel really threatened, and I don't feel as ready as I was earlier for this draft.
Who else wants some of Debo?
So if y'all haven't heard, what we're doing now, we have a live draft going. I ended up with the first pick. I'm the commish. So, you know, I pulled some strings. I said, hey, look, Brad, I'm commish of this league. Can I just get the first pick? That's all I want. I just need David Johnson and I'll log out. That's it. And he okayed it. So
that's
here we lie, are.
That's a lie, by the way.
Yeah. So we're here. We're doing this draft. I went through it and just did David Johnson. We're on the second pick now. We do have kind of some fans, some friends that are there in the LFO league with us. I called the LFO league I seriously went back to our episode to figure out what the hell I pronounced, or I used an acronym for LFO to relate to fantasy. Ooh. And I did the Lit Fantasy Organization. Brad, is that okay, or is that too corny?
Hey, man, you know, we're all about corny, man. You ever seen any of our videos from, like, the mid-90s? Corn City.
True. That's very true. Second pick just went through, and it was Le'Veon Bell. Let me introduce in my other kind of guests. They're also in the league with us as well. We got, and I'm in a league with him, and he's been on the Grab Bag Fantasy Pod before. It's Matt Threat. Matty Threat. That's a three, not a two, not a four. It is Matty Threat.
The Butcher.
Oh, the Butcher's on the clock.
Ooh.
So Antonio Brown three. Got to go with Odell here.
Got to go Odell. Okay.
Keep it moving.
You know, he might not play week one. He's got that ankle injury.
All right. Oh, no, I don't need him until week 13.
And I'm not even – is Caleb in here? I'm not entirely sure.
I am, yes.
Okay.
We're here. Yes.
Gotcha. What's up, Caleb? So Caleb and Jay Mike are co-owning, I believe, right?
That's right.
Because you all got, like, what, seven kids between the two of you? I mean, it's hard to make time for this. So you
better have five then, unless there's some I don't know about. So.
Oh yeah, I guess you got two in your picture there.
I got two.
Oh yeah, like I was telling them earlier, Caleb, we are here to take home this title.
That's right.
I will be your Terrell Owens. You'll be my Tony Romo, and I will stand in front of any camera and scream, "That's my quarterback."
I will be your quarterback, man. I will be my your man. Quarterback. Yeah. Hey, we're up on the clock too, and the first five went. Jay, Mike, we kind of talked a little bit. So those first five that we projected went one through five. So we're going with AJ Green at number six.
Yeah. Just to let everyone know, this is a full full point per reception league. So AJ going at 6, pretty much money in the bank.
Meh. No, not really. I really like AJ Green this year. I drafted him earlier, so I'm with y'all. Mike Evans goes at 7. Yeah, so as far as this league, it's a 12 team PPR, start a quarterback, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, a flex, a tight end, and a defense kicker. How many bench spots? 6, 7, 8, 20. Ooh. The main man himself is on the clock. Brad, how you feeling, brother?
You know, I'm thinking about following the lead of the experts and not going with a quarterback in the first round.
Do it or don't do it. But yeah,
just for fun. First quarterback run, man. Just for fun, I thought about drafting a defense just to see the reaction you guys have.
It's good TV.
You do love those defenses, man. You research those like no other.
Listen, man, and don't be stealing my defensive picks either.
You know, I took the Vikings like much earlier than I would ever take a defense. I don't know, it was like 12th round or something last week, and I've been regretting it ever since because I already want to drop them, and I feel like I'm committed already. So, is what it is.
Yeah, pot committed at that point.
Yeah, I know.
Brad, you did it. You went against the analysis. You said Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT. That's my guy.
I had to, man.
I like it.
If you're going to take one, it's going to be the best one.
Now you don't have to worry about it. I mean,
can you guys imagine Aaron Rodgers in a Belichick system?
Oh,
that would be nuts.
Doug Eddy is somewhere having to clean up a mess after you said that, Matt.
On aisle 3?
Yes. My goodness. Although, I don't know. He may see that as Brady slander, so maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I just think Rodgers is better than Brady, but Brady's in a better situation, obviously.
There goes Brady at number 11, too.
I know, I saw that.
Oh, yeah? A little quarterback run, huh?
Yeah.
Don't mind me in the Twitter chat. I'm trying to get some realer LFO fans in here so we can.
Did you
into it.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so last little update. We had Melvin Gordon go after Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, then Michael Thomas. We are into the second round. We're cooking.
Man, Jordy's getting left behind.
What's going on?
I know.
No country for old men over here.
I'm getting really nervous about Shady. I mean, I guess he's kind of a one to get nervous about every year, but this something's funky is going on in Buffalo right now, and I don't like it. I think he's top 3, you know, in skill.
Oh, and yeah.
Historically, that's one of the best situations in the Bills, but they're just something funky is going on.
Yeah, Matt, you and I talked about this on Twitter just briefly, uh-huh. You get rid of your best pass catcher. Your second best pass catcher retires because of the foolishness.
Yeah.
You get rid of your second best running back. You basically – I guess you really hate Tyrod Taylor. So, like, what Bills? What are you doing? What are you doing, Buffalo?
Something's got to be going on with Jonathan Williams. We don't know about though. He got passed on waivers too. So that means nobody else is interested. There's got to be something behind the scenes going on that we don't know about, I think.
Yep.
All right, Brad's up again.
Who's on the board for you, Brad? What do you see there?
I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, so I'm gonna grab one of my boys.
Man, I love J.J. I got him in my top 5 this year for running backs.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Zeke went there.
We have another person in the chat here, and I'm sorry because no video. I don't know who it is, and all I have is Honey Bear or something. So could you introduce yourself because I'm not sure who it is. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie, what's up? How you doing?
I didn't even know if I have a microphone on my computer. I didn't know what I was doing.
Miss Fuller in the building.
You nailed it. You totally have a microphone and you're in. So.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm here. This is just too much going on at once.
I know. This is very hard. Yeah, I understand if you need to leave. I'm trying to regulate everyone. Let people know who's on the clock. A minute 30, you know, gives people some time to kind of think on picks. But
thank you for joining us.
We're really just here to watch Brad pick, you know, Aaron Rodgers than Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, I was wondering about that one. That was interesting.
Ooh. You hear that, Brad?
I have a great way of filtering out those kind of comments.
We've got a full house here now. I don't know if we have room for too much more, but we have another guest in here and in the league as well. It's Robert, been on the grab bag before. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Right. Yeah, it was on my phone. Twitter basically tried to ban me for changing my password and then trying to get in here so I could click the link. So I wound up. It took a while to get everything sorted out, but I'm finally here on my computer as opposed to my phone.
And it looks like they've got the little gear for you on auto pick. Are you already put some players in your queue? You're ready to roll, Robert? What's up?
I'm about ready to. I'm using the light draft mode. Okay. So basically, once I come up on the clock, I'll make my pick.
Gotcha. Well, be careful. Be careful because it says you're on auto pick, so I don't want to.
Okay. Let's see.
About that.
Okay, I turned it off.
All right. Oh yeah, there you go.
Now, real quick, since everybody just jumped in, did anybody have any kind of message or anything for Brad? I feel like we're not showing enough love to our guest of honor. Yeah.
This is like the LFO League. This is the lit fantasy organization.
Anybody got any love, any trash talk, anything they need to get off their chest to Brad today? This is the time.
Are you sure you can see those glasses on, man?
I really can't. It was fun while it lasted, but I'm doing too much. You're right. It was fun.
I like the glasses, man.
Yeah, now see, now you're just giving
put them back on.
You're just giving me a complex, Brad. I don't need you playing games with my heart like this. I don't appreciate that.
That's the wrong band. That song.
Oh no, it wasn't. I wasn't trying to be cute with my play on words. But if I was, I totally want you to bust my balls for that. Yes.
New kids on the block. Look at that. Nice team.
New kids on the trade block.
Oh, new kids on the trade. Okay. That's even better. That's actually really good. Nice. Good, I like that. Yeah. By the way, if y'all are listening, we all need LFO like related. I haven't come up with something creative yet, but team names need to happen.
Yes.
All right. I'm on. Oh my God. Robert. Brandon Cooks. That's my dude. Where am I going to go now? This is why I hate. See, I told y'all in the chat, I was like, I do not want to pick first. There is nothing for me afterwards. I usually can get like Cooper or Cooks around now or Gronk. And now I'm just like T.Y. Hilton without Andrew Luck. You know, Leonard Fournette is garbage because he's on the Jaguars. Go Jags. I'm done. I quit. I'm logging out. See y'all later.
Well.
You know,
for me,
I don't,
Gronk and Cooks, I'd go Gronk.
Yeah, yeah.
More consistency.
You know, I've got let's see. I don't have a share of Dez yet, so let's swing on that. I got him in my, I think, top 10 or 15 this year. So sounds good to me.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough call between him and Dez, quite frankly.
Yeah, I like both those guys for sure. Now here, I'm definitely going to move away from those ADP guys at the top and.
What is with the ADP on ESPN, by the way?
I do not understand this. Yeah. Wow, look at that. I'm not going to say who that is, but I'm so surprised that he's right there.
I know who you're looking at.
I have him in two leagues. I have him in too many leagues.
Just a rough estimate on how many leagues you're in, Gabe.
Double digits is.
Oh, Lord.
Let's do it. These guys were in the top 10 a couple years ago. They're going to, all right. I went with, Alshon Jeffrey. So I got David Johnson, Dez Bryant, Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
Not feeling anything about it, but, other picks that we kind of missed after Brad's pick of Jay Ajayi, Gurley, Cooper, Howard, Murray, Gronk, Baldwin, Cooks. And then I went Dez and Alshon. So, here we are. We got a little downtime. Brad, you and LFO, you were just on tour. How was that?
Well, man, I tell you, it was the first time we really toured in like 15 years. And I'd say the demand exceeded my expectations, man. We were really, really humbled by how many people came out to see us and we had a really good time, and man, it was just, it was weird because it was like we never left, you know, and meanwhile, it's been like 15 years, so.
Yeah, that's something stuff, else, man. Just to be back in there on that environment and still feel like the love from everyone too. I mean, and whether they're the same people or new people, whatever.
For the most part, it's the same people. I mean, we haven't been on the radio in 15 years, so there's not like there's a whole lot of new fans unless it's like a daughter or a sister of an older fan, you know? So
yeah,
it was a great experience, man. It was hard. I drove the bus in addition to playing every night, so I was pretty beat, but it was good, man.
Not just a boy band superstar, but also has a CDL license. Look out, ladies. That's what's up. J-Mike, do we have anything going on the YouTube chat?
All sorts of fun going on in the YouTube chat. The big homie himself, Mr. Joe Pano's in there.
Hey.
Also of DHH fame. Our guest last week, FF Dynasty 101, Chris, he's in there as well. And Mark Hill's also in here with us too. So we're already acting the fool in here. So y'all come join us.
Right on. Are they saying anything worthy of mentioning on the show?
Pano absolutely loves my championship belt. So shout again to you, Mr. Pano. That's at Pano, P-A-E-N-O on Twitter. Chris had a question about Brady at 11. He was incredibly nervous about that. He said they better be giving him 10 points per passing touchdown to be going that high. So, yeah.
That'd be nice.
J-Mike, man, we're on deck.
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
Last three picks, Hopkins, Lamar Miller, Keenan Allen. I was thinking about Keenan Allen, who did that. Matt, yeah. Matt and I are pretty much the same person in fantasy football.
Kind of I've noticed me. That. We had a dynasty startup, and we were drafting right next to each other, and I was like, oh.
I did not want to be next to you, bro.
Just sniping for 20-some odd rounds.
Yeah. Just out for revenge every round.
He's going to have to jump into the YouTube chat, or maybe I can hook up with him on Twitter real quick. But Tim Turner, at Quantim Turner on Twitter, I don't know the reference, but maybe you do, Brad. I have a question about Dawson's Creek I need to call in about. Is that reference towards you? I have no idea.
They want to ask us about Dawson's Creek?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, you might as well ask me about Billy Ocean, man. I got no idea.
I mean, I figured he had something to say about since you're kind of our guest of honor here. I mean, I figured it was related, unless someone else here is.
Maybe he thinks you look like the dude from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I don't know. I've never even seen it. So hold on, let me look that up.
Yeah, look Dawson. Up a picture. You kind of resemble him.
I do.
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay. I've never even seen it. I don't know what the dude looks like. Isn't that one of those shows on the CW? Oh,
hold on, let me look that up.
Yeah, look up a picture. You kind of resemble him.
I do.
Yeah, you.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we've got some feedback going there.
I haven't seen it.
Which one is it?
Or you?
Oh, it's not. What's his name?
Is that? Isn't that one of those shows on the CW? Hold on, let me look that up.
Yeah, look up a picture. You kind of resemble him.
Who's feedback right now? I don't like it.
One of those dream inside a dream things.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Which one is it?
Or you?
Oh, it's not what's his name?
I think someone has the YouTube chat up. Yeah. And they don't have it muted.
There's a lag.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Which one is it? Or you? Oh, it's not what's his name?
I think someone has the YouTube chat up. And they don't have it muted. There's a lag.
I can't mute. I know. Okay. Wow. I can't mute you now. Cool. I think it's Robert. But
I was trying to post the link on Facebook.
Brad, you're on the clock, dude.
I'm on the clock.
Brad is.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you. All right. Y'all have to unmute yourself to. Sorry. I was muting everyone to figure out who the heck was echoey, and it turned out it was the last person I checked. So I know who that is. That or I don't know if he's referencing me or not, but the what's his name? This guy on Dawson's Creek. What's his name?
James something or other, right?
James Vanderbeek. Nice. Hey,
there you go. Stephanie.
I know.
Well, Stephanie, you can see me on your end, I'm sure. Is that who he's referencing? Do I look like Vanderbeek at all? Do I need to let my hair down?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think that's just a kind way of her saying, no, I'm not really part of
it. Yeah, don't flatter yourself, Gabe. Come on.
That's awesome.
Just walking around like, oh, yeah, you know, people tell me all the time I look like
No, the one I get usually is it's some like, I don't even know the band. It's some singer. I don't even
Kurt
know.
Cobain? I can see that.
Oh gosh. No, not that one, but
yeah, with the similar demise, is that what we're talking about?
Right. All right. Back to the draft. Back to Vanderbeek is done. He's dead. T.Y. Hilton's gone. DT, Terrell Pryor, Michael Crabtree, Larry Fitz. Look at all these wide receivers going. I think I started a wide receiver run. I'd like to take blame for this. Golden Tate, Greg Olsen, Crow. Who'd you go with, Brad? Who was your last pick?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. Yeah, I know you kind of like him.
Huh?
Consistent. The easy pick.
You guys are the experts. I know you're very critical of my picks, but that's all right.
I can't wait until Brad gets a belt at the end of this and just to like send tweets out to J Mike like, what's up, bro?
He's gonna stun on me so bad.
Let me see if I can find some sunglasses to look like him. Hold on.
Yes.
Yes. Get those bobbleheads, Brad.
Now it's just gonna be on dueling sunglasses. What are those, Matt?
These are biking glasses.
Slightly tinted.
Yep. Just enough to keep the bugs out, man.
There you go.
Hey. Yeah. There we go.
These are my 2-year-old sunglasses.
I think my daughter has those same glasses.
See that? I can use these. I mowed the lawn on these. These are my wife's sunglasses.
Stunners.
Uh oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're also safety glasses, I can see.
Keep the haters out with those.
This makes me feel almost as cool as our boy with the belt.
I like those a lot more. Those are my favorite.
Definitely a good look.
Who's on the clock? I heard someone on the clock. Oh, it's Brad. Okay.
Yeah, I'm up again. That was fast.
You take your time.
There went a Kareem Hunt was the guy you were looking at, isn't it, Gabe?
Yeah, it was.
Told you.
I know that I told you we're the same person.
You guys are creepy.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. All right, let's get to know some people because we've mostly got like fantasy people here. I know we've got Brad LFO, but Stephanie, she's like, so I was reaching out on Twitter trying to find some actual fans of LFO, and we're all fans here. Trust me. But I think Stephanie can take the cake as far as fans of this group. So tell us your story, Stephanie. How long you been listening to, you know, LFO and the crew? Did you see him on tour? Have you seen him on tour?
I was there this summer in Baltimore.
I love summer girls.
It was, let's see, I guess 1999, back in the days of NSYNC.
That's a swear word.
Yeah, I was listening to LFO when I was 15, and I think we went and saw him once in DC. My mom took us with all my friends, and then this summer I went to see New Kids on the Block, and then found out that I had to be on Twitter to follow New Kids on the Block, and then found out that LFO was reuniting. It was really exciting for me. It was, you know, nice. Like I was going back in time.
That's cool.
But it was and then I couldn't find anyone to go with me to the show. My sister would, but she was on vacation, so I had to talk my husband into it. But we made it. It was fun. It was actually one of the best days of the summer.
And that show was crazy too, because they had torrential flood warnings and downpours, and the venue was like half outside, so there literally was like a flood going in through the venue. Like under the people's feet in the first row. It was crazy. It was like, it was so wet, rain, water everywhere.
It was driving. We live in West Virginia, so it was like an hour and a half drive, and driving in torrential downpours to get there. It was dry when we got there. And then once we were inside the venue and it started to rain, I didn't even notice how wet my feet were until we went to leave. But yeah, it was like 3 inches of water.
Where so you went to Baltimore again to go to a concert, or where was that, the one this summer? Sorry.
Oh, it was in Baltimore, but okay. I live in West Virginia.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. It all comes back, man. Just it's so I'm so curious. I need to go to one myself, but like how crazy is it? Like, I know it's like the song, but how crazy is it when Summer Girls comes on? Like, what is the crowd like? And that's a question for you, Brad, and for Stephanie. I'm so curious.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the question.
About Summer Girls. I mean, I'd imagine that it just gets crazy because that's kind of like your guys' song. So does everyone go nuts or what?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Back in the day, during Summer Girls, we'd always have people like wave their hands in the air. Mm-hmm. Now, as soon as we play Summer Girls, all the phones go up in the air. You know what I mean? You can't tell them to wave their hands because they want to get a good video. So you're like going like this, and everybody's just going like this.
I've been curious about that because, or at least I've seen that in the last 5-10 years about recording just the experience, and it's just, I don't know. I'd rather just watch it. I mean, I want to take pictures and video too, but you know, you gotta be there. You gotta vibe on that. But I'd love to get some pictures too, I suppose.
It's kind of like if you go to your kids' recital at school or something like that, and you spend the whole time videotaping it, you sort of miss it, you know?
Yep. It looks like our sub for Devin for Devin tonight, who's actually Van Burf. A lot of y'all who are listening on Twitter know who that is. He actually hooked us up with y'all originally and put it out on Twitter and kind of tagged you and everything. And so, you know, we have to thank him to make the original connection. But he's drafting for Devin right now, so his computer crashed and he ended up with Carlos Hyde as his auto pick, and he is not happy. Little does he know that is a league winner, Van Burf. So don't you worry, my man.
That could have gone way worse than mm-hmm. Carlos Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
belief.
Brad, I'm sorry, Brad. Let me get this question in real quick, Gabe. Brad, I'm curious when it comes to. so Gabe's on the clock, and you're closing out the fourth round here, Gabe.
Yes, I am.
Yep, very good.
About to start round five. Yeah.
Brad, real quick, I'm just curious. Does it ever get old when people want to talk to you about Summer Girls? Because obviously that's the song that resonates with, I would imagine, the majority of us. Yeah. Being that this is like that goes back to when we, when we were probably in high schoolish times or whatnot, middle school for some of us. Like, that, does that get old ever?
No, I look at it really as an honor, you know, to be associated with a song that's been like synonymous with summer. It's sort of like a classic summer song at this point.
Yes.
To me, it's really an honor to be a part of that. And I'm very well aware that when we play a show, people want to hear it. Just like if, you know, I go see one of my favorite bands play, there's certain songs I'm hoping to hear too, you know? So in that respect, man, I got nothing but love and respect. And it does humble us. Just the reaction that song gets still to this day, you know?
That's what's up.
Guys, sorry. I have no idea what to do in the fifth and sixth round, I realize.
So what does your team look like, Gabe?
I have David Johnson, Dez, Alshon, and Sammy. And that Sammy was like a forced pick. I was like, I don't know.
Yes. See, Matt, you are in good company. We have been – I feel like in the open bar over the last 3 weeks or ever since the trade, we were, I feel like we put out the very unpopular opinion about, hey, yeah, we kind of like the Rams just a little bit. We don't like them to be like awesome, but we like Sammy. So maybe Goff could take a step forward and be okay. And then all of a sudden, like the waves of people afterwards, like, well, maybe the Rams aren't so bad. So it's been interesting. We so yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you're in good company, Matt.
Dude, wow. This fourth, fifth round turn is really hard. I just found out. I've never really struggled this much. I'd rather just take a quarterback and log out. Oh, this is awful. All right.
I'm enjoying watching you sweat right now. This is good.
I usually don't. I never let him see me do that. That's the thing. But all right. I can breathe a little bit now and wait for picks.
Who'd you go with?
I went with Mixon. And I don't even feel great about it, but I don't feel great about either of those picks. I like those around later, but
Mixon and who?
How's the draft? Are we you auto picking Van Berf? What's going on, buddy? Mixon and Watkins.
Gotcha. Okay. Uh-oh. Technical difficulties.
I tend to gravitate towards the players that are high risk, high reward, because I mean, I get the approach of like having that stability in your team, but how often do those stable teams win, you know?
That's so interesting you bring that up, because I feel like people always talk, well, not people, but Jake brought up a good point a couple weeks ago where he just said, hey, you know, people forget we're playing for first place. We're not playing for second or fifth or to look halfway decent. So, yeah, it's Ricky Bobby style. If you ain't first, you're last.
Yep.
Matt, I love that Martavis pick there in the fourth. That's spot on with what you're talking about right there.
Yeah, yeah. So I got Odell, Keenan Allen, Martavis Bryant, and Gronk so far in a 1 o'clock. And my boy Stephon Diggs is still there, but I have to get a running back some point, don't I?
Yes. I mean, you don't have to, right?
I don't recommend getting one, bro. Don't bother with a running back.
A guy like Jonathan Williams will be there for you in like the 15th.
Yeah. Damn. Cold world.
Stephanie, how you feeling about your team so far?
I'm not sure. I know how to do this. I've won a couple times.
Hey, there you go.
But I feel like maybe I'm playing with some more serious folks this time around than what I'm used to.
Jay Mike, you're going to have to hand over that belt.
Why is everybody coming for the throne this evening? Come on.
You're holding it up.
Hey, I got to ask, though, too. Did you actually win it or did you buy it?
Legitimately, I won it.
Okay.
Great question.
No, I got to know who I'm playing with here now. So.
Fair enough. 2 years ago, we decided to get a belt over a trophy. And nice. My cousin actually won the league the year before. And then last season, I faced him in the finals and beat him. And my team was just stacked. I don't want to get into it, but it was fantastic. So he had to bring the belt to me. It was very humbling for him and an ego boost to an introvert. It just kind of got me going crazy. So, yeah, it's good times.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on deck, by the way, too. So
I prefer the negative trophies, like the last place. That's what I have fun with. Like in my main dynasty league, we had a custom made Brock Osweiler Browns jersey, and the loser, the last place of the league last year, has to wear it every Sunday and send a selfie to everyone in the league every Sunday. So it'd be pretty funny. It's not even the right number either. I mean, he's not on the team anymore. That was funny.
Y'all got us. Y'all doing punishments, league punishments for last place.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been into that much. I figure like our home league. I think it's embarrassing enough for us to do the bachelorette fantasy draft to decide our fantasy football draft order, and I feel like that's embarrassing for all of us. Like enough. So, it's good. It's entertaining. It makes me watch The Bachelorette. Like painfully, but I like doing the write-up about it. Sorry if anyone watches The Bachelor.
No offense taken.
Okay. I figured that would offend you, Maddie. Whose is that? Who is that on the clock there? Hey, look, okay, so we have to – I can say this now because he did get hit. So Van Berf, like I said, he was drafting for Devin, and his computer crashed and he wasn't able to, he did the auto pick and he ended up with a top 10 back and Carlos Hyde. And he was like, I loathe Carlos Hyde. I'm not going to keep him, blah, blah, blah. I wanted Emmanuel Sanders. And then next round comes and he scoops up Emmanuel Sanders anyway. So now he got what he wanted and he also got a top 10 running back. So, you know, congratulations, Berf.
I love how you just keep sliding in the fact that he's a top 10 running back without having been a top 10 running back yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm living and dying on this Hyde train, and I shall not hide. He comes out as a top 10 running back. That's all I'm saying. Just got to stay healthy, brother. All right. Let's look at some rosters here.
Yes.
Some rosters. Brad, who'd you take last? You got
the person you told me not to take in my other league, Jarvis.
Hey, well, that's okay. And this, I gave you that advice because he's a this is a PPR league. In the other league you were playing, it was standard. So
he might be in some trouble too. So that's why.
Right. Yeah, he might be. We'll see what happens there. But yeah. I think he's all right in PPR. I think he's a safe option. But yeah, I wouldn't like him as much in standard. And I'm sure a lot of people in this chat would definitely agree with me. Guys, right?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah, please. I agree with you. I'm with you. I'm messing. Robert, you've been awful quiet, sir. How's your roster coming along over there?
Is he muted?
I think you're muted.
You're muted, Robert.
We can't hear you, Robert. Muted.
You're muted, bro.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I was definitely happy that Dalvin Cook fell to me. It looks like I've got Cooks and Hopkins at wide receiver. I took Jordan Reed just as we were talking about risk reward guys. I was about to say, speaking of which, right before I drafted him, and I didn't realize I was on mute.
Jordan Reed is so scary. So scary.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I've had him on my team in like 2 years.
I just like the Cook and Cooks combination.
Yep.
I just not necessarily like the player. Well, I like the players, but I just mean like the for namesake. Like I love that.
I could just change my team name to Too Many Cooks.
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Oh, look.
Look at you.
We've got another guest here on the Dynasty Happy Hour open bar. Is that okay that we call it a bar? But.
Open juice box.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Say Atlas.
Atlas?
Yeah.
Like
say hi.
Hi.
She's precious. Hi.
I love that name. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, Atlas. How's it going?
Addy.
Awesome. How is you?
Daddy could have won.
What?
Daddy could have won.
She heard the ESPN and she's like, "Daddy, your phone."
She knows what's up.
Yeah, nice.
What's up,
nice.
Daddy, phone. I'll get it.
All right, say bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye, baby three. Oh, that's good stuff.
Bye, Atlas. Daddy, excuse me. All right, where are we at here? We are in the middle of the sixth round. I don't know. We'll probably shut it down by like round. I don't know. I guess we can just stay live if we want. It doesn't really matter, but it's just going to be a really long podcast later on.
I don't mind.
But we don't have to stay live the whole time either. We're in the middle of the sixth round, excuse me, and a few picks that just went. I'll basically go since Brad. We got Macklin, Tyreek Hill, Eric Decker. Look at all these wide receivers, man. Adam Thielen, Frank Gore, Jimmy Graham, Kyle Rudolph, Allen Robinson, and Robert Kelly. He's kind of pumping up on the draft boards lately. He's ever since Samaje Perine looked like garbage in that preseason game, he's getting pumped up a little bit. And since Matt Jones was dropped and he could actually secure his job a little.
Matt Jones could emerge this year.
He's on the Colts. He's got some breathing room now on the Colts.
And Gore, I mean, one of these years he's got to run into the wall. Gore does, and I think it's this year.
Yeah. It seems like that's just the thing to say, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you keep saying it long enough and it's going to be true eventually.
Right. Yeah, you're going to hit eventually.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Finally.
It's a pretty high percentage call, though.
Yeah.
What I want to know, like bringing up Jordan Reed again, and I think I already talked to you about this, Gabe, but so there's this narrative that he's one concussion away, and I've heard it reiterated on – hundreds of podcasts, and everyone has always said that, you know, he's one concussion away from being done. Who, like, where did that originate? And was that, like, did somebody of a medical background have that opinion? That's what I want to know, because I've never been able to find kind of the origin of that.
I think it has gone back since, like, his college days, potentially if they have it documented in high school. He's had a lot, so there's definitely – I don't know. I'm not even sure what the number is as far as kind of too many, you know, one is really too many, but
right.
He's had enough, you know,
yeah.
I would think that just, I mean, like Jordan Cameron, like he didn't necessarily need like, you know, one more and he's done. It was just like, okay, I need to reevaluate like kind of my career, my life choices right now, and that maybe I should call it quits so I can actually live at least more 20 more years in my life, yeah. Kind of thing. It's brutal.
Okay. And I wonder too, like, how is somebody more prone to concussions? Because it's about the brain, like, moving independently from the skull, right? Chicken in the skull.
Sure.
That's essentially what a concussion is. Does it just have a smaller brain to where there's more wiggle room or what?
That I don't know. I can't talk about whether it's a smaller brain or not, but I do know that it's not, I guess you could put yourself in situations where you might be concussed more often, where you're lowering your head and you know, J Mike might be a nice addition to this conversation because he's actually been on the field about 150 times more than me. So J Mike, if you've got anything to share on that, I know you played right on the line for years and you know, also I'm on the clock. So if you've got anything to share, brother, feel free.
Just from a concussion standpoint, I feel like a lot of people point that out just in terms of, it's not a case of severity of concussion. Like, it's all bad, period. It's all bad, period. So at the end of the day, guys who have had multiple concussions, that's just a horrendous look. And you don't want to ever be in a position to be, us as fantasy owners and players, you don't want to be in a position where you're banking on someone who's one hit away from being done. So as much as I like Jordan Reed, super duper mismatch, awesome talent, he's one away from it being a real problem. So yeah, like I said, I think I maybe had two diagnosed concussions throughout my life, all the way through college. And I know I probably had several others even more so. So not fun to have to deal with, but yes, scary stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it seems like it's getting worse and worse too. And now that like kind of news is coming out from things that have happened 20 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. And now that it's emerging, it's become real. And
yeah,
now what?
It's kind of like when they're like, oh shit, cigarettes are bad for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot to catch up with.
Yep.
I was interested with that smaller brain comment, obviously, but
yeah.
It just seems like I understand how some of these mechanisms work, I guess. Robert, what's your opinion? You draft him, right?
Yeah, I just kind of went on a whim. It was like right when you were talking about risk versus reward, so it's like
yeah. You got to swing for the fences.
Yeah. I mean, had Kelsey and Gronk, when did they go versus
I took Gronk in the second. Kelsey went in the fourth, I think.
Yeah. I got Reed very beginning of the fifth, I think.
Yeah, see, I think Reed's more valuable this year than Kelsey, but if he stays healthy, that's always a caveat with him. And Gronk too.
Yeah, I had Reed. I was talking up Reed last year as having the opportunity to take up Gronk and kind of serve himself as relevant, you know, put on like when a few years ago Jimmy Graham and Gronk were kind of one in the same. I was thinking that Jordan Reed could do that, but the concussions, man, hold him back. So not good. Let's catch up here. Let's catch up on a few things. I took Gillislee and Jackson. I still don't even feel great about it. I've hated the last like four rounds.
I had D-Jax queued up actually.
Yeah. I like DeSean Jackson. I feel okay about that. But Gillislee is a sweat for sure. Someone did snipe up Abdullah from me. Who's that? Casey. I know you're not in here, but I'm mad.
Damn it.
I'm mad at you, Casey. Some other picks. What else? Bilal Powell. And then Amir Abdullah, CJ Anderson, Mark Ingram, Drew Brees, and then mine, AP, Matt Ryan, Doug Martin, Terrence West. Someone said, God damn it, at Terrence West or Doug Martin?
Oh, that was Abdullah.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted Abdullah too.
Yeah, everyone wants him to stupid. Stupid to even like him. All right.
I went with the old draft suspended running back for your starting lineup trick. We'll see how it works.
Oh yeah, Matty Three with Doug Martin. He's been climbing up a little bit, and I've liked how he's been a little bit shifty in preseason. So I don't mind him too. So, Brad, Miami's your team. How do you feel about them this year?
Honestly, I don't have any idea. I mean, I got faith in the coach, and Cutler has the potential to be a top 10 quarterback, but I just don't know.
You're right. Yeah, you can't know. And Cutler,
I don't really get my hopes up, man. You know, I just like you guys, I love football enough to where I'll watch any game. And of course, I'm always hoping my Dolphins win, but I'm not getting my hopes up, man.
Sure.
You've at least got to feel halfway decent about having Jay Cutler versus Matt Moore, right?
Well, I mean, I had Cutler on my fantasy team a couple of years back, and that didn't go too well.
I don't know. I was looking forward to Cutler's the stylings he was going to bring to the booth of the color commentary. So, Jay, what did you think of that last play? Don't care.
Like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Can I have a cigarette?
Yeah.
You'd probably end up just like naked in the at some point. Just like, Jay, you can't, Jay.
Now, real quick, Gabe. Sorry, Stephanie's been awful quiet of late. Stephanie, how's your team looking? Tell us about who you've got on your roster now.
Well, I picked a quarterback, and I went with Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice.
I believe. Matty Ice.
I had to pick a Redskins player because that's my team.
Okay.
Got Jameson Crowder.
Love Crowder.
But I kind of just go by the rankings.
That's great.
Sitting over here trying to get some ideas. But
it's all good, Stephanie.
I'm trying.
You run in your lane, girl. You run in your lane. That's what's up.
For y'all listening, Stephanie's team's looking like Matt Ryan at QB, Lamar Miller, Danny Woodhead at running back. Wide receiver got Antonio Brown, Doug Baldwin, Jameson Crowder, and in the flex, it is Mark Ingram. I'm loving the Woodhead and Ingram combo because I think one of those could easily emerge as top 15 depending on kind of what happens. Brown and Baldwin are safe, and I do like Crowder. So love it.
Pass catcher supreme running backs there, so that's a good look.
It is a PPR league.
Yeah, very good.
How many leagues are you in, Stephanie? How many?
Are you a degenerate
or – okay, good. Just three.
just three, but that's a lot. I mean – I have children and I'm a teacher and I don't really have time for this, but I'm making it work.
There you go.
I hear you. I'm a teacher myself, Stephanie, so I feel you.
Stephanie, what do you teach?
I'm sorry?
What do you teach?
I teach second grade.
Very nice. Good stuff.
Little ones.
My wife is a preschool teacher, so I know the grind that you all can have as it pertains to the young ones trying to corral them.
Tomorrow's the first day back with the children.
God bless you.
Oh man,
haven't started school yet? You start tomorrow.
I went back last week, but the kids come back tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha. The old professional development.
Yeah, spent my day planning today so I could do this. Apparently tomorrow.
Stephanie, awesome. Are you in the DC area?
I am. I'm in West Virginia, but I'm, an hour out of D.C. Okay. or Baltimore.
Okay.
Over the river from Maryland, actually.
Like around Harper's Ferry then, or?
I'm in Falling Waters, which is closer to Martinsburg, but in Harper's Ferry, about 45 minutes away. But I teach in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that area. I've got a lot of friends that live kind of around D.C.
Yeah, I'm from the D.C. area in Maryland, in Montgomery County.
Brad, you're up. Just say, oh, okay, Hey, love it.
Nice.
Making some noise. Getting the chat a little lively. Brad comes in. We're in the eighth round. Do the honors, Brad. Who'd you take?
Took a kicker, man.
Yeah, but which kicker? Will Lutz. Love for Lutz.
Nuts for Lutz.
Nuts for Lutz. Love for Lutz.
You know, my rationale is it's not for the season. It's for the first week, And they're playing in the dome. It's Drew Brees with Drew Brees, and they're playing in the dome. So I'm predicting more points than my flex player would have. That's why I picked the kicker.
There you go. Strategy going on. I see you, Brad.
Yes.
I like that. I like that.
Maybe we should all just take a seat and, yeah, put those back on.
Yeah, you go. You got his sunglasses back on, business time.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, guys, I just pulled up on a trade in another league just now in a super flex. I traded Sam Bradford and got Zach Ertz.
You traded Bradford
in a super flex?
Yeah, in a super flex. You can start a second QB.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
Where are we at here?
So, yeah, little, so right now, the stepbrothers are on the clock.
Myself, yeah, myself, the dragon.
got a nice little landscape here. Looking at Paul Perkins, Duke Johnson, Tevin Coleman. Thinking Tevin Coleman. What do you say, Caleb?
Yeah, you good with that?
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
All right.
Aww.
As a Falcons fan, I can't hate that pick. So
that was cute, guys.
Thanks.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Come on now.
Oh man, we did have our first defense taken. Couldn't make it in for the chat, but shout out to Angie. She's in our league and a true LFO fan. A bunch of us are just chumps and can't go word for word with every LFO song, much like Stephanie or Angie or Casey's a big fan too. I mean, some of us got it down, but we can certainly do better. Broncos defense though, they're going to put up points. You know it.
Are they though?
Hey, you talk to Brad about defenses. All right. He knows his stuff.
And I'm not even trying to be contrarian when I say that. I'm being serious.
It is a popular take to not take defenses this early, but that's okay.
No, it's not even the taking of a defense. I'm just talking about the Broncos in general. Oh. Like, would you be just in general? Like, just in general. I'll open it up. How do you feel about the Broncos this season? Period. Just their success as a team.
I'm here in Denver. I'm thinking we're probably going to be around 500. Nobody's real excited about it. I mean, everyone was really angry yesterday when they cut CJ Ward and we've got Osweiler back and it's
back
just,
in the saddle.
He's exciting.
But see, anybody else like legitimately would it shock anyone if the Broncos were last in the AFC West and
no,
had an awesome defense and they balled out, but will we be shocked just with everything that's going on in that division?
I think the Chiefs and the Broncos are going to be vying for that bottom spot in the AFC West. That's how I'm feeling. I think 500 is definitely a stretch and hopeful thinking, but I mean the defense, they really ride on that defense and whether everyone's healthy on offense, I just don't know if it's enough with Trevor Siemian up front there. So we'll see, I guess. But the Raiders are tough. Chargers got unlucky a lot last year. I think they're a real threat. And I'm on the clock, so someone else talk about it.
What is this the eighth that you're finishing out?
Yes. You're going into the ninth round after my crappy pick. Guys, I'm drafting with sharks, man. I don't feel good. I don't feel good about my team, like, at all.
With sharks? Come on, man.
Bro, you brought the belt, okay?
Says the – here we go. Here we go. I just look at – and I don't necessarily want to belabor the point about the Broncos because I think their defense is going to be good. Like, that's a good bunch. Pass rushers galore. You've got the corner trio that's pretty Roby's decent, but obviously Chris Harris, Keith Tlaib, they're awesome. I'm just curious about obviously they still have Siemian. It's a new offensive coordinator. What is it? I'm just curious how much faith we can have in them as a team altogether. Siemian should be better, obviously, but it just makes me nervous thinking about what that looks like for that team going forward.
God, how ugly is this round? Sorry, guys. Like, milking the clock here. I haven't been this nervous in so long. Weird. But I don't usually do this. This isn't really my thing. I did
heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. Said the last person. And here you go, Maddie. Here's another one that I'm surprised about, and that's on this ESPN ADP. You can call it out. You can try and call it out later when he's taken.
Okay.
Oh boy, I'm gonna have to see. This is the problem. Is I'm too kind of into this chat right now. I'm hardly even thinking about, like, I'm just literally going off of this ADP, and I'm like, okay, I'm looking at like the top 20 that they've got there, and I'm not impressed at all. You have to.
Speaking of ADP, has anybody drafted with Flea Flicker?
I have not. Mm-mm.
Man, that ADP is beyond messed up. I'm not sure where they're drawing it from, but the one league that I'm in, it was chaos.
Well, ESPN doesn't even give you the chance to check ADP, do they?
I think they've got a link for it up somewhere on the website. Yeah.
Oh, under rank, maybe.
What's that?
Maybe under rank.
Yeah, on the home screen, it's let's see. I don't know.
Stephanie.
What'd Stephanie do? Zach Ertz? I was thinking about it.
We had already landed. Oh, man. Stephanie.
Nice pick.
Good pick, Stephanie.
Very good pick.
Sorry?
No, don't you apologize. That's when you rub it in. This is the part where you rub it in the face. And just
That's
say,
right. She's an assassin.
Well, I did have that lined up for quite a few picks, so I feel good about it.
Very nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
I like right before pick 100. We are 99 picks in to the Lit Fantasy Organization draft.
Get it.
Seriously needs to be something better than that, but.
I thought we were calling the Boy Band Fantasy League, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, true. Well, we'll make it into that when we're full on boy band, or we'll just make it now and then we'll roll it over and bring in more boy bands. But let's, Stephanie, do you want to do some LFO trivia?
Like answer questions? I can't ask any questions, but I'll answer them.
Okay. What does LFO stand for?
Light Funky Ones.
Done.
Nice.
And, come on.
Yeah, I know that was an easy. I knew that one, but I was just checking the flow of the creek, making sure I wasn't trying to embarrass anyone here. But you know, you're clearly know your stuff, Devin. Brad. Do you have a good little trivia question for Stephanie? What do you think? You got a deep dive?
What was the second single off the first album?
Ooh.
A Girl on TV.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie, awesome.
No. She's no joke.
But Can't Have You was a single. But yeah, that was before Summer Girls.
Yeah, that wasn't off the album, though.
Here's no, one. It was before.
Another one, ready? What song has the word apple pie in it?
I'm going to faint, homie. You got this one.
Well, that's a good one because I'm not sure. Apple pie. I'm not Googling it.
give her a hint, Brad. What do you? What can
it
you?
Also has the word sprinkles in it.
Sprinkles.
Oh Lord.
Uh oh. Tip of her tongue now.
It's a ballad. It's on the first record.
Forever.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
On top of mama's apple pie. Let's go. Yo, Brad, she's real deal.
You guys remember TQ back in the day? TQ?
The singer?
Yeah, he produced that song.
No.
We're in the studio out in California. He pulls up in his Range Rover. We're like in the studio in the middle of the ghetto. And we're in the studio and Devin's singing all those ad-libs on Forever. And TQ's just going like this. Like, oh, that's money.
That's cool.
Awesome. Love that.
Yeah, but say I'm pretty sure, yeah, TQ's West Coast as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, not as well, but he's West Coast. Mm-hmm. I know he had at least had that one song I remember. I think it was West Side.
Yeah, West Side.
Yeah.
Brad, who are you thinking of here?
Oh, am I up? Dang. You guys got me singing.
I know. LFO trivia.
Hey, I was gonna say one more time, Stephanie, you're real deal. That was fantastic. I'm impressed. I am shocked. I am awed. You go, girl.
Well, thank you. I mean, it was It's just the knowledge that sticks. Sticks.
It's true.
And I got my kids listening to these albums and stuff, so they know the words too.
You can ride along to the new stuff too, huh? New singles to get in on that.
Stephanie, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm Mrs. Fuller or Mrs. S.R. Fuller.
Yeah, I'll help you out, Brad.
Well, see, I have two because I have one for my teacher stuff. I can't remember which one it is.
Is that like the official No Fun account? Just the Strictly Business?
Pretty much. I don't want to mix my personal. Not that it's anything bad.
Right, right.
But I don't need my principal seeing me tweeting.
which one do you follow?
What's wrong with that?
Is this the one that you're in our group chat with? Is that the one you use, Stephanie?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That one's at Mrs. S. R. Fuller. So at MRS SR Fuller.
Got it.
Got it.
I see you got a picture of you with a couple of the new kids on the top of your page, not a picture of our photo. Huh?
No, I did. I had a picture. Look, I had a picture of me and Brad as my profile picture, and then my friend told me I looked like a stalker, so I changed it.
Oh, really?
Dang.
Let's see. I'm looking through your media right now. Look at that. The picture from 1999 right there.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Look at my hair.
I'm wearing my Johnny Blaze. Oh, there you are.
Yep, that was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
See, oh, yeah, she's legit. She's legit.
Don't worry about it. I think Brad's the stalker here.
That's all right. I don't mind.
I mean, yeah, it could be way worse. I mean, than being stalked by someone. Listen,
I've had a good person stalking.
If I had LFO stalking me, I think that I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, listen, I've had way worse stalkers. I can promise you that.
Yeah,
I'm not a stalker.
No, I'm saying it's worse than you.
Yeah, now I got a picture of me and my kids.
Nice.
That's great. Love it.
And LFO followed me.
There you go.
That really happened.
Man, come on.
That's awesome.
That's what's up.
Flexing. Love it.
Flexing.
I'll take that.
Brad was showing you where he's going to put his Stephanie tattoo on his bicep.
It is a pretty long name.
I already got my wife right there on my finger. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
And my kids.
Good.
How many kids do you have, Stephanie?
I have three.
Nice.
I have twins who are 7.
Whoa.
And a baby who turns 8 months tomorrow.
Awesome. Wow,
congratulations.
Thanks.
Does anybody have more than 5?
No. Not happening.
2.
Got 5 over here, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You and what do you say? You and Devin have 11 between you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golly.
It's crazy, right? Oh, am I up?
Yep.
Jeez, you
are up. Sorry, I wasn't watching the draft board. 20 seconds. Just don't draft who I want. Okay. I mean, he's all right. Hey, Maddie, who's he's gone now. Do you know who I was referencing?
James White.
Thinking about James White? No, it wasn't him.
Was it?
He's pretty high, though, too. That kind of surprised me. Close to James White. Went a couple picks before James White. Zay Jones, yeah. That one was kind of weird to me. Pretty high up there. I just drafted him today. Really late in them. Tyler Eifert. Van Burp, I hope you're figuring out your computer problem, pal, because I'm not going to pause the draft for you ever. All right? Just figure it out. Can't believe I took a quarterback, guys. That's so weird. Who is what's their quarterback situation everywhere? Has anyone not taken a quarterback yet?
I haven't.
Yeah, I know you haven't. Casey hasn't. Let's see. Who's that? Burf hasn't either, which is Devin. And Robbie from the DHH crew.
What's that rationale behind not taking quarterbacks?
So there's about 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks that are kind of top tier that score a lot more on a per game basis than, and they're a lot more consistent too than the rest of them basically. but pretty much on average, like from quarterback six to like quarterback 16, they only score about 2 points more per game than maybe 3 points more per game than the sixth ranked overall quarterback. So basically, if you miss out on a top tier guy, you may as well just wait, because you might end up getting a guy that swings into the top five by the end of the season. Hence Matt Ryan last year, you could get him, you know, 15th, 16th guy overall or something. Cam Newton a couple years ago, he was going late. So you don't get a guy like Rodgers, Brady, or Breeze. It's pretty much like just take someone else kind of thing.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, but didn't you guys give me a hard time for choosing Aaron Rodgers?
Well, we were giving you a hard time for choosing Aaron Rodgers in the first round. So, I mean, typically he's going around, I don't know, second or third round. Third round is a good little value for Aaron Rodgers. I think that's good for Brady too. But
well, let's just see what you're saying when I'm wearing that belt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It all comes back to the bell.
Just an update on Brad's team: Aaron Rodgers, Jay Ajayi, Leonard Fournette. Hey, go Jaguars. Hey. Larry Fitzgerald, Jarvis Landry, Dante Moncrief, Kyle Rudolph, Matt Forte in the flex, Will Lutz, that kicker spot, and Marvin Jones for your first bench. I'm excited to see who you take for the defense. I know you're trying to outdo us in the defense department at least, so I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I meant to choose a defense in the last round, but you guys had me talking so much, I lost track.
I'm trying to distract you with this whole draft, man.
It's definitely his fault.
Sorry.
All right, new kids on the block. What do we got, Robert? Now I have to pick again in the 10th, 11th turn. Guys,
sitting here.
Oh boy.
who are you stewing between? Okay.
Me?
Yes.
Well, can I wait till Robert picks? I haven't even looked yet. I haven't been looking at guys yet. I don't know. I'll just say all the quarterbacks. I'm thinking about Luck, Winston, and Stafford, Robert. So just that's what I'm thinking just about.
Take one of those guys.
I don't know, man.
I know what you're up to, Gabe.
Do you?
No.
Yeah. I do know one pick. I do know one pick that I'm definitely smashing, like, the moment it gets to me.
Yeah.
I might milk it a little bit so I can actually think about my second pick. So.
No, if you know you're going to mash for that one, this is the time to be thinking of the second pick.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Take your time, Robert. Take 15 seconds. Take it all.
When you're dropping at the corners like that, you just have to reach sometimes because there's so much time in between picks.
I know, yeah. And that's kind of what I've been forgetting about is, like, I should be
aggressive.
I should be taking these guys, so I'm not stuck at, like, you know, the 7th, 8th round, and I'm like, I don't like any of these guys. And then I just draft kind of best player available, and then 20 picks later, I'm like, I don't like these guys either. So it's pretty cyclical there in that sense. Here's my smash pick, guys. I really like this pairing of Burkhead and Gillis. And then what do I need on my team here?
I very nearly took Burkhead, but the problem is I'm trying to find running backs that don't have a week 9 bye.
Oh, I haven't even thought about
bye. Oh, yeah, my whole team has a week 9 bye. I just noticed.
The entire league is on bye on week 9, it looks like.
Yeah. Whoever plays me week 9, you're welcome.
All right. Ooh, wow. He's really dipped. This is here. I'm just testing you, Maddie, to see if we're the same person. Here's another person that I'm surprised has fallen this hard on their in quotes rank on ESPN. So if you
how far down are we talking here?
It's just on this first page. Everyone that I've been talking about with you and I has been.
The oh, okay.
Page. I'm surprised he's fallen this far. Basically, is
you're probably surprised. Talking about Derrick Henry.
There's no way that I'm talking about Derrick Henry, Matt.
Really?
That's exactly what I was talking about.
I knew it.
Yeah. All right. Let's smash on this and have a running back 1 or 15 for the first three. Bang. Great. All right. I should have taken Henry. Isn't that weird though? He's fallen pretty far. Going in like round 11. He used to be going in round like 7 or 8.
Yeah. Well, it's just it depends on who takes Murray is what it is. A lot of times.
Yeah, that's true.
What type of player they are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who has, let's start calling these people out. Start drafting your handcuffs. Who has Murray?
Who's in the shower right now, bro?
Yeah, is someone in the shower? Who was that?
He's got real.
DeMarco Murray is, can I kick it? Casey.
Can I kick it?
Casey's got DeMarco Murray. I wonder if she's watching live right now. You best be getting in on that Derrick Henry noise.
Robert already took him.
Robert took him. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even notice. Just because I said something, Robert, or what? Yeah. Tell me.
No, I just need running backs.
Yeah.
Man, coming into this turn, I had Bell and Cook and Adrian Peterson, and that was it.
Well, it might be a case where you don't sit any of those. I mean, those, at least Bell and Cook, you may never sit them.
Yeah, the only problem is they got the same bye week.
Well, there's at least one week that both of them will be sitting, yeah. I guess.
I think we're going to go to about round 11 and then cut the live. How's that sound, everyone? And then we can really get rowdy in this chat.
I think that'll do.
Somebody's already in the shower, so I don't know how
that's
much.
True. Yeah. trying to save time tomorrow morning.
Was that the shower?
I know it's either Stephanie or Caleb, so because it's only audio.
It's not me.
Oh, Caleb, you taking a shower, brother? Oh, look, he muted it right when we called him out.
I think he's probably watering his lawn, but showering.
Am I in the shower? Dang.
Hey.
God, that's embarrassing.
Dang. What, are you like actually in the shower, Caleb?
Yeah, I mean, I was washing my hair, but okay. No, I'm not really.
All right. So let's kind of start. I'll start going through teams that so we can end up on round 11, and we'll post them all later so we can keep everyone informed here. But my crew here is Cam Newton, David Johnson, Joe Mixon, Dez Bryant, Alshon Jeffrey, Sammy Watkins, Mike Gillisley. Bench is DeSean Jackson, John Brown, Rex Burkhead, Jaquizz Rodgers. So, I mean, I'll see y'all on the ship. Next up, we got Robert, Drew Brees, Le'Veon Bell, Dalvin Cook, Brandon Cooks, DeAndre Hopkins, Willie Snead. You know he's out three games, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan Reed, Adrian Peterson, Delaney Walker, Alvin Kamara, Derrick Henry.
It's a good lineup.
Stephanie, killing us.
Yeah.
Killing us. Matt Ryan, Lamar Miller, Danny Woodhead, Antonio Brown, Doug Baldwin, Jameson Crowder, Zach Ertz, Mark Ingram, Eddie Lacy, Gio Bernard, Danny Amendola. I like that pick. That's a little sneaky pick there, huh?
Good team.
Yep.
Matty Three, you got a couple CJs on your team, I see right away. Still going that late round QB. If anyone wants to snipe one of his QBs from him, feel free. I know he's waiting on Andrew Luck. CJ Anderson, Doug Martin, OBJ, Keenan Allen, Martavis, Gronk. Damn, dude, this is a good team. Diggs, Perkins, Blunt, Procise, McFadden.
Just skip the bench, dude. Just skip the bench.
Yeah, skip the bench. It's getting annoying, isn't it?
I'm saying my bench is terrible.
Oh, your bench is terrible. And then can I kick it? Is Casey right? Dak, she's a Cowboys fan. I see you. DeMarco Murray, Amir Abdullah, did I just do that? Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Kelvin Benjamin, Pierre Garcon, Terrence West, Rishard Matthews, Jonathan Stewart, and Chris Thompson. It gets a little dicey there at the end for all of us here when we get to the bench three, so I don't think you have to sweat it too much. And then co-owners between Caleb and J. Mike, Russ Wilson, Jordan Howard, Ty Mont, A.J. Green, Demaryius Thomas, Devontae Adams, Bilal Powell, Tevin Coleman, Tyrell Williams, Darren Sproles, Sterling Shepard. I'm getting tired naming all these teams. I feel like it's pointless. Andrew.
You can stop at that one. I mean, that's
can we stop at that one? Is that
that's
good?
That's the one to stop at. We're good to go.
Can we? We'll just say the LFO team, at the very least. So Brad's got, as of now, he went up on the defense. I'll say it here. Aaron Rodgers, Jay Ajayi, Leonard Fournette, Larry Fitzgerald, Jarvis Landry, Dante Moncrief, Kyle Rudolph, Matt Forte. The Eagles defense, Will Lutz and Marvin Jones.
The Eagles are playing the Jets in the first week, so I predict 20.
Do that. Doing your research.
Brad, you don't work. So you was acting like you don't know what's really going on. You know what's going on. I think talk about pool shark right here.
Where's your boy Jordan there, three? He's looks like he's absent from the draft room.
Oh, is he?
Yep. And then Devin's team before we get out of here is and drafted by Burf. He's still going late round QB as well. He's got McCoy, Gurley, Crabtree, Sanders, Robinson, Tyler Eifert, Carlos Hyde, Theo Riddick, Jordan Matthews, Corey Davis, Kevin White. Pretty deep little team there. Not too bad there, Burf, for getting Carlos Hyde when you didn't want him. All right, so we're gonna end our live feed. We're gonna keep drafting though. We'll update y'all with yep, Jordan just went auto for a couple picks. And there goes Luck. Sorry, three, because of auto pick. All right. Well, let's shut down our open bar. We might come through this week on Wednesday. We'll see what happens. But Brad, first and foremost, part of the LFO crew, thank you seriously for coming on, man. This was and doing this league with us. This is awesome. This is great. Yes.
Thanks for letting an amateur be a part of it, man.
Hardly, man. We'll see you with that belt at the end of the season. I'm going to have J Mike send it to you personally.
I bequeath unto you, Brad.
I'll wear that baby on stage, man.
And because we have so many other people here, sorry to discredit you at all, but I'll put you out on Twitter and I'm not going to plug anyone else here, but it's been the open bar, you know, at least we can shout out to Jay Mike and myself. We run the show here and we have a good time every Wednesday, but we did a special one on Monday so we could get the live draft in with LFO. So, you know, make a calendar date for next year because we're going to do it again. I'm sure we'll be doing the LFO draft. We'll be trying to expand on the boy band league, right, Brad?
Next year we'll have some other boy banders in there for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll be working on it. So, anything you want to share, Brad, as far as LFO's future ventures? I know you talked about the tour with me a little bit.
Yeah, you know, pretty soon we're going to make some announcements about some more dates coming up. So I'll leave it at that, man.
Awesome. Sounds good, man. Check whenever they come, go and see them, simply put. So thanks for tuning in. We might see you on Wednesday or it might be the following week. We don't know yet. It's the open bar. We open it when we want. So thanks for tuning in, y'all, and we'll see y'all next week.
This has been a Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.